from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Are you ready to hear this cringeworthy ending to the Shelty Starkey conversation?
Give it to me.
Have you heard this yet?
I don't think so.
Buckle up.
Uh-oh. Shelty, this question I ask respectfully. We've talked about this before, but things are going so poorly now that people wonder, and I wonder, if you feel like you're managing for your job the rest of this season.
No, in terms of managing for my job, no, I don't feel that, you know, any more so today than I did earlier in the year. I think anybody that's in this position always feels that. So, no, I'm focused on winning games and making sure that we continue to play good baseball.
Did you get any sort of ultimatum before the year from Bob Dunning that this had to be a winning season?
Yeah, you know I'm not going to answer that question. You know we don't talk about what we talk about in-house.
Okay. Oh. Well, Shelty, good luck tonight, and we'll talk next week.
All right, sounds good.
All right, see ya.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
Not even a goodbye.
That's tough.
It is tough, and I understand it from Shelton's perspective. He can't be happy right now. Of course not. Of course you're not happy with a 9-game losing streak when 9 games ago you are in the thick of the wild card race. And optimism was in the air, and you add 3 players to your major league roster. And you got to feel like you have the backing of the front office. And you really feel like your rotation's in a good place. And at that point, and it's not that long ago, you felt like your bullpen was in a good place. I know I was saying right before the deadline, they have to feel great about their bullpen. And all the wheels come off. I don't blame Shelton for that. For David Bednar not living up to his expectations, the lofty ones that he set the last few years. I don't blame necessarily Derek Shelton for Colin Holderman falling apart. And at least at the beginning portion of this losing streak, those were the 2 biggest culprits, I think. So you're not going to be in a good mood. And Starkey, to his credit, knew that going in. He knew that that was going to be tough, so he left that to be the last question. And he did a great job. I don't blame Shelty for feeling the way that he feels. I thought the final question was an excellent one, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you feel pressure? And Shelty basically said no more than at the beginning of the year. And what Starkey's getting at with the final question, did you have a conversation with Bob Nutting about expectations? He's asking without asking, have you met, are you anywhere near those expectations? And of course, Derek Shelton didn't answer the question. I'm wondering when Shelton answers and says, I don't feel any different now in terms of pressure than I did at the beginning of the year, if that means he got some assurances that no matter what happens, he's going to be back next year. Or if it's just, I feel like I'm managing for my job every time I go out there.
Every game.
Right?
It's probably more of that, I would think. Like, the pressure of having to win and being told that from the up top that the window is now, we got to make things happen now. And then in the middle where the GM's at, it's like, okay, here's what you have to work with. And then putting that all together and being like, okay, like I gotta work with this and I gotta win.
Yeah.
Like every game. And I gotta figure it out.
Yeah. I think there's probably pressure at the beginning of the year to be better than last year, which now I don't think that they're on pace to do. And then there's the added pressure of Bob Nutting's comments. 100% our goal is to make the playoffs. The added pressure of adding at the deadline. And they have lost their season in a week and a half.
I think that the biggest pressure moment for Derek Shelton, and you can work with it for a little while, but then your true colors come out once it just gets a little bit more engraved and you have to keep up with the Joneses, is whenever Skeens came up. Because you can hide warts whenever you're the Pirates because you're just the Pirates. But whenever Skeens came up, there were so many eyes on the Pittsburgh Pirates, and it is so hard to hide the negative things that could possibly happen on a day-to-day basis within a game and within, you know, that chunk of a season if you're Derek Shelton that you've never had to deal with before. Like, that was a big moment. He, all-star. I mean, big-time pitcher. Everybody is watching you. I think that that's whenever the pressure ramped up, and not mismanaging him too, that you kind of lose sight of everything else. And whenever you lose sight of everything else and you're kind of focused on not mismanaging your star player and everybody's watching, everything is exposed. And then the whole pressure just falls right on your shoulders and you're just like, oh my gosh, I'm overwhelmed.
The Pirates were one of the talks of the All-Star break, to your point. Because of Paul Skeens, because they were at 500.
He's never had to handle that before.
He has not even come close to having to handle that before. Last year, you start off 20-8, and it's cute on MLB Network, and they're like, oh, are the Pirates for real? And then a month later, they're not for real, and they don't talk about the Pirates at all. Not until they draft Paul Skeens. That was it. That's all the attention. That's the most attention he'd ever gotten.
Yep.
And this year, you're right. Skeens comes up. All of a sudden, you're, what, five games over 500 with Skeens leading into the All-Star break. You go into the All-Star break, he's the starting pitcher, and you are at 500. You're a real contender, and the question is, are they going to buy? And if they buy, they're going to get in. And if they get in, what can they do? How many national media members, how many big-time baseball knowers were saying, you don't want to face the Pirates in the postseason? I don't know, man, how, if this thing continues to spiral, how you can bring him back. Like, what if you lose 14 games in a row? What if you lose 15 games in a row? How can, with all of what we've just talked about and all of the accrued expectations, can you have a losing streak that rivals White Sox-ness and say, oh, we're going to bring this guy back next year? And it might not all be his fault. Reasonable people can have disagreements on that. Is it more on the general manager? Is it more player-driven? Is it more on the manager? It's probably a little column A, B, and C. But 15 games in a row, if it were to get there, is 15 games in a row. 9 games is already too much in a row. 5 games in the pennant race in a row, too much.
Too much.
You stretch it to that number, I don't know how you can make an argument to keep that guy, even if it's not all his fault.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.